Editorial, Seeing Red on Channel 11. In her supervisory capacity, Prime Minister's Office Minister Krishna Sihalak is empowered to instruct the Public Relations Department to review all news programs currently broadcast by Channel 11. It is believed she intends to phase out news programs produced by the private sector because she prefers shorter news bulletins and longer talk shows focused on the government's policies and work. Although the real motive for such a purge at the state-run television station could be something other than the announced preference of the Prime Minister's Office Minister, changes at the station in terms of TV programs and of personnel in authority have been anticipated ever since Pheu Thai Party won the election. The changes planned for Channel 11 merely represent one step in Pheu Thai's grand strategy of purging all state agencies of elements suspected of, or perceived to be supportive of, or closely associated with the opposition Democrat Party. This is nothing unusual in Thai politics, where the we and them mindset remains strongly entrenched in our politicians. Minister Krishna may honestly believe that Channel 11 is a state entity and she can do whatever she thinks is fitting regarding its programming. But she would be only partly correct in that assumption. Channel 11, although operated by the Public Relations Department via the National Broadcasting Service of Thailand, is funded with taxpayers' money. As such, we citizens have every right to expect that the changes soon to take place there are carried out with the public interest being the overriding, if not the sole, consideration, which means not only must the public be presented with the government's side of the story, but that the public must also be allowed to hear the opposing side as well. It would be pitifully narrow-minded of the minister if public access to the opposition's views or information is denied for the simple reason that they are the opposition. It appears Minister Krishna and Finance Minister Thirachai Huvanarabhuna could be courting unwarranted trouble if they interfere in the internal affairs of MCOT PLC, which runs Channel 11. On September 30th, the Prime Minister's Office Minister wrote to Mr. Thirachai asking him to exercise his authority. The Finance Ministry is the major shareholder in MCOT PLC, and put on hold the MCOT board's restructural plans for the station's management, which entails a reshuffle of some top executives and staff members. In a swift response to the request, Mr. Thirachai dispatched a letter that same day to Somchai Sachapong, director of the Office of the State Enterprises Policy Committee, to execute Minister Krishna's request. On the surface, it appears Ms. Krishna's stepping in the internal affairs of MCOT PLC at the request of a group of dissatisfied staff members is well-intentioned and aimed at ensuring fairness to all parties involved in the conflict at MCOT PLC. However, this interference by two ministers could be deemed in violation of the Constitution's Sections 48 and 266, which, in essence, bar political office holders from interfering directly or indirectly in the internal affairs of a media outlet. MCOT Chairman Surapon Nitikraipot says he and three board members whose terms do not expire till April 2012 have come under pressure to leave the organization prematurely. The chairman has so far refused to quit. Given the chairman's revelation, there is surely more than meets the eye here regarding the internal conflict at MCOT PLC. However, it is becoming clear to the viewing public that Pheu Thai's pledge of no revenge carries no credibility whatsoever.